shut up. Theme song's playing.
Kind of uncomfortable.
Why? What, keeping quiet?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, this is a good song. It's by Madian.
Ding Dang Dong.
It's from Mega Ding Dang Dong. They're French. it's a remix of a killer song. Pretty cool. So, what's up, guys? Podcast time! Start already if you haven't, if you couldn't tell.
Yep. That was dang.
Hey, Terry, welcome back.
He just woke up.
Why are my headphones on?
What year is this?
Why am I sitting in my chair?
Yep. So how are you guys? How's your week been?
Fashion.
I talk to you every fucking single day, but how are you?
Yeah,
about that, huh? Yeah. Just kind of okay.
Doing all right.
And
having a little afternoon delight.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Is that a new drink?
Right when we're doing this, huh?
Why not?
That's just unprofessional.
what are you doing?
Yeah, frankly, I'm kind of offended.
Put your dick back in your pants, boy. You're embarrassing yourself. Okay. Well, you know, that works, I guess. I'm not gonna say no, but I'm not gonna say I...
No, that's raw.
Yeah.
Your weeks were good.
We don't do that.
What is wrong with you? Okay, so you know, it's a slow, rocky start. Anybody got anything to talk about? I'm not very prepared today.
At one point, we have to actually be ready beforehand.
Yeah, but I feel like that's just not us. Like, I feel like maybe in a year we'll finally get around to being the point where we're actually professional about this, and I'll have different audio levels and stuff for each person, and I'm not just recording things from Skype. But you know, it's nice because you get to be at your house, with your pants off, and still technically get
pants are still optional.
Yeah,
like, ooh, with your pants on the ground.
How do you know that they're off?
Well, you're just disgusting.
Yeah, well,
we can just count on that for you.
We could hear it in your voice. Like, oh, Alex doesn't have his pants on again. Well,
there
shit.
Goes again. Put your goddamn pants on. Fuck, running pants.
Fine.
Not even my mom.
You ask so much of me. So a lot of Battlefield things going on this week, it seems.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Terry, any word on Battlefield's poster thingy? About your
just
propaganda stuff?
Got a message back from them.
Actually, let's talk. Have we talked about that yet on the podcast?
I don't know. Probably not.
So you are an active member of the Battlefieldo forums, yes?
Yes.
Okay, and you, as everyone knows, is a very, very talented graphic artist, freelancer
of
sorts.
So sweet.
And
whoa, no! You own that, Terry. You got to be like, yes, I am.
Goddamn right, I am.
Well, those aren't the words I would have chose, but yes, I am. And,
I'm just stating it a little bit, but yeah, whatever.
You've done quite a bit of Battlefield-related things, including some amazing propaganda posters, which I would love some. I would love posters of those. That would be amazing. And Battlefield, you post them up on Battlefield. Was it a forum that someone already started, or was it like something like, oh, hey, so I did this?
I just made my own thing.
Oh, well, there you go. And it caught the attention of some of the admins there, and they're like, oh, shit, can we use these for the store or something? I didn't even know they had a store.
I didn't know they had one either.
They don't have a store.
Oh, they're starting one up.
I was so surprised. They don't have a store, but they're going to be making one.
Maybe they just needed content, and you were that person. I was just like, maybe they were like the day before, they're like, man, we need like a five store. More posters.
Like, wow, we should do posters, right?
Like, that would be really good, right? About five. Five's a good number. And, but they got to be good. Is anybody good? No one's good at drawing here. We're all very untalented people.
Let's go look at the forums.
And then they're just like, one guy's just like, refresh, refresh, refresh. And then your thing came up, and then they saw it, and they're, oh, shit, dogs, look at this. And that's how it happened. And then the guy's like, bro, look to store.
And store.
Wait.
And you were like, what store? And they never caught back to you. Like, oh shit, that's right, guys. We haven't released this yet. They don't know about the store.
They got so excited about having a store, they forgot to actually put the store up.
Actually put it up. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I
that's
guess
awesome.
Been really busy. Like, something big is going to be happening with the site soon, and it's like this big secret and something.
Well,
I don't know.
That was Battlefield, not Battlefield-O.
No. Well, I don't know. I know for a fact one thing is going to be for Battlefield, though, because they've been saying it on the forums for a while, like, oh, this big thing that's going to change the site, we're going to triple in members and blah, blah, blah. But they haven't said what it is. It's all.
Have they given a date?
That's the thing. Today, all of a sudden, like, all the admins tweeted 2/15/12.
Right. What the fuck is that?
I don't know if that's for the big surprise on the site, or if it's a Battlefield thing. I don't know what it is. It's all a big secret. Yeah. What are we dealing with here?
It's very interesting. So it was Battlefield-O that put out that date, not actual Battlefield.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Alex confused me earlier when he said, like, Battlefield's about to come up some big on the 15th, and I'm like, what? Is it a DLC?
I don't know.
You said you should have said Battlefield-O. Confuse me.
I don't know. I see Battlefield and Battlefield on my feed.
Well, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see. Actually, I'm not a big member of the thing. I think I have an account, and I think that's just because I like commenting on your stuff, you know, to show some support, you know, and that's it, you know. But then again, yeah, I'm not a – I don't play much. I think I'm 18 now? No, yeah. No, I'm 17 or 18, level 17 or 18. One of you guys.
Good for you.
You're still a baby.
I'm almost done with Recon, though, because I told myself when I started playing, I'm gonna play through Recon until I completely cover Recon. Like, I'm done. There's no more unlocks for it, you know? And I'm almost done. I'm on the last gun right now, and I'm almost there. I could probably, you know, get that today real easy, but my problem is that it's now at the point where Battlefield has been out, for so long that seeing my statistics, and it shows that little circle, whatever, it's just all Recon. I have a solid donut of Recon stuff, and Whitey, we're doing the podcast right now.
Oh,
yeah, you can stay if you want. Just be aware of that you are being. So everybody, welcome Whitey to the podcast. Very
That's
first
Bootsy.
Podcast he's been on. Bootsy.
Bootsy.
No. And, we're all Bootsies. I just started it all.
And so it's now at the point where I think it's Battlefield's been out for what? 3 months now? 2 months? 2-3 months?
Since
November,
since
whatever.
October.
Since October. Okay, so since then. And you look at anybody, I don't think there's another person out there. If you can find me someone else who's only played one class all the time, I would like to know, because
I was almost there, and then I got all the support unlocks, so I had to start another class.
Yeah, so I'm at the point where, like, after I finish Recon, am I gonna switch? Because I really want rockets. Like, I feel like rockets I would have a lot of fun with, or
rockets,
you know,
are
being
amazing.
Able to repair things and stuff like
they
that.
They are pretty fun.
Because you gotta admit, the Recon extra stuff is not all that great. I mean, I like having my motion detector. That helps me out a lot. But the mobile spawn point is kind of shitty, you know? I never know when I'm going to fucking be parachuting in or if I'm going to spawn right there. People camp it all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you can see them because when you scroll over to spawn on it, it'll show you like a little camera of the station. But they could be hiding behind that or far away and they just see it. Mm-hmm. And it's getting sort of to be a hassle. And so I would really like to have extras that are useful. I want to be able to give out health packs, ammo packs, repair shit, anything like that. You know, I like being helpful, supportive.
Yeah, maybe they should just have one universal class. Whereas, do you want an ammo kit? Do you want a health kit or whatever the hell? And just pick whatever hell weapon you want.
Just one class. See, you can mix and match whatever.
Yeah,
like, it's a generic class.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then it could be exploited pretty easily. Having ammo and health, that's
no, like only one. You can only have one. Like,
ammo
you can only
or
pick
health?
One in that like category. Between health,
yeah,
ammo.
They could balance it a little bit more by having categories like that, but
I usually just play support and that's all I've ever played, even though I haven't played as much as you guys lately, but it's mostly
you've played
support.
More than me, guaranteed.
The which one?
You've played more than me, guaranteed.
Wow.
I don't know.
What level are you?
23.
You've played more than me.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm 17.
Okay.
Yeah.
But still, I've only played support seriously, and when I'm dicking around, it's mostly SoFlam.
Yeah, so, like, I'm at the point where, like, do I just continue playing Recon, like, forever, and it just be, like, one ongoing joke? Or what? Because I think it'd be funny if, like, a year from now, like, Battlefield 4 gets announced, it's, like, about to come out, and you look at mine, it says, like, game time 300 days or something like that, some ridiculous number by that time. And
it's all Recon.
And it's just all Recon. And then that 5 seconds I was assault because I accidentally clicked over, and then I immediately died.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that'd be funny.
All the other bars are just still at zero out of what?
Yeah, I think I have like 100 points in assault, and that's it. I have zero in all the other classes.
Jesus Christ.
And, my assault and engineer is completely zero. Recon and support is just up there.
Yeah. I don't know
more than anything.
But to answer whatever your hell you're saying before, I noticed if you put the spawn point indoors, you don't really parachute in often.
If you put it indoors, you don't parachute. But if you put it outdoors, for some maps, it'll make you parachute.
Yep.
Not the all the time, maps. Though, because I've parachuted sometimes on one map, and then the same map outside, I won't.
Cut the rope.
You did a super fast fall. You spawn already, you fell, you hit the ground, you were fine, and there you go.
Every time I pull out my knife, I just drop it, though, and then it falls 300 feet, you know?
Nah, you could live through that. I mean,
it'll be fine.
Fine,
dude. Just land in a bush.
Dirt is soft.
If you could turn, I wish you could turn faster in the fucking parachute. You turn too slow.
Yeah. It's like,
it's like a semi truck.
Thank these that the professional parachuters have that. Nope.
Oh, those little guidey thingies.
Hey, yeah. Well, me, or does it deploy a lot slower than it did in Bad Company?
Yeah, it does.
Yep.
Can't get away with it.
Like a chopper.
You have to,
and I'll still die.
Yeah, you have to pop it out real quick for it to like help at all after on like two-story buildings and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be jumping off two-story buildings.
Maybe they shouldn't have two-story buildings.
Maybe I like jumping off two-story buildings.
You gotta get a getaway. Buildings come down, you better jump off the building.
Have you seen Terry play at all?
Yes.
It's all just Spider-Man moves.
Yes. In fact, I followed him for a good, half hour yesterday, and I'm just like, you're crazy. I'm jumping on roofs and shit. I'm just like, why am I following you?
I don't have time
just trying to support him and
ladders,
jumping off everything.
Those are primitive methods of getting places.
Stairs, ladders,
old school. Just jump off, be a man.
How about legs? You got those? Don't you use those to get off that fucking roof? You got parachute, use it.
I don't think realistically a parachute works off a two-story jump.
They should just have slides everywhere because that would be way more fun.
We're playing chutes and ladders.
Like getting pinned down on a roof. I gotta get out of here.
Pull the dice. Ladders. Grab.
Like shooting at people iron. While you're sliding down.
Please coming down. See, I got time for one more quick one.
Go run back up. Wait a minute. One more time.
See, that would be the downfall because then you would still need some way of getting up. You know? And most of the time for slides, it's ladders. I don't like that. I want a slide that goes up.
Just lay down in it, and all of a sudden
it's like you know those movable sidewalks that they have. There's tons in Vegas. Just have one of those. It's a slide that goes up.
Slide.
You sit down on it. It just takes you up.
Well, that is amazing.
Exactly. We should build it.
We should. Just like up slide.
Apparently, Burger King in DC is trying delivery now.
What? Just,
you don't need to for fast food. Like
now, well, it's faster food.
The article is
it's like delivering.
It's like now you don't have to walk to your car to come to us. Now you just have to walk to your door.
It was a lot of work going into my car and driving.
Like trying to deliver gas to like it's so big that like you're just wasting money delivering. You make more when people come to
it's
you.
$8 minimum. Who gets $8? All right, maybe that
families.
I refrained my question. I refrained my statement.
Then you gotta tip the guy. It's like fuck. I just wanted like a $2 burger.
$2 burger, $6 tip. $8 minimum. Done.
It's like you'd be spending at least $10 every time you order.
Yeah.
That
in reality, you could be spending $5
by getting your ass up and going over there.
Exactly.
At least you still have to drive, and that wastes gas and costs money.
Dwight, guess what? I know this is an old bicker between us, but there's a Taco Bell closer to my house now.
That's gross.
They built it.
Taco Bell.
They built it. Well, that's because the closest Taco Bell beforehand was like 8 miles out.
Did you specifically ask them when like that when the lease of that land went up? You're like, build a like, fucking Taco. You like sit out there with a picket.
Taco Bell.
Like a picket.
Fucking Taco Bell right now. Yep.
I gotta win that bill, my friend.
This is hell. Build a Taco Bell. This is hell.
Taco Bell headquarters. Picketing.
This is the only one there.
People don't even know why you're picketing. Like they build Taco Bells everywhere.
Not here. Nice. Look at what's that guy doing down there?
They just out crazy and drunk, like usual.
You motherfuckers killed me, Taco Bell.
Taco Bell and French fry, mashed potatoes, spicy.
Build it and they will come.
Speaking of which, those
build it and I will come.
Build it and I will come every day.
I love Taco Bell.
Fucking love Taco Bell. Oh, yeah.
It's amazing when you're drunk.
It is.
There's this one Mexican restaurant that's right around the corner from me and Terry called La Estrella.
Oh.
And it's authentic Mexican food, you know, like menus that I can't read type of authentic.
And, that would just be authentic
because I can't read the menu.
Yeah, and it is just the greatest thing ever. If you want Mexican food, just go to those places. And there's two now, and the other one has a drive-thru.
What?
I don't even understand how you do that, because like when you go to these places, normally you go in and you get like this giant styrofoam like takeout dinner thing, and then you go home and it's a burrito the size of your fucking head, you know? It doesn't even follow regular burrito physics. It's just a ball of a tortilla,
and then you're gonna eat it,
and then you eat it, and you feel terrible, but you're not as terrible.
It tastes good, but you feel terrible.
It's not as terrible as Taco Bell.
I just ate that entire thing.
Yeah, because you sit back and you think, "Oh my god, I ate my head's weight in burrito." And how would they do that in a drive-thru? I don't even understand. Do they make it smaller now?
Probably not.
They just have really big windows now. Push it off.
That'd be great.
No.
And you get a little hat every time you order.
You get a sombrero.
I ever tell you guys about the time where, you know how Long John Silver's, they give away those little pirate hats? Or you can ask for them?
I did.
It's like, it's like a cardboard like pirate hat. And at my last job, we'd always go out to lunch, you know, as like a group type of thing. All the coworkers were like, okay, well, where are we going to lunch and stuff now? And Went with my buddy Will and Joy, and Joy drives a convertible, and it was summertime, so we're like, oh, shit, I've never been in a convertible before. So they're like, well, let's go.
Will hop it.
And so they took the top down, and I sat in the back, and I was just sitting in, like, the center with my arms up on the side, acting all cool, like they were chauffeuring me around. And we go to Long John Silver's because we both were like, well, not both, but all of us were like, when was the last time you've been to Long John Silver's? And none of us have been to one for like 3 years because they're closing down like all the ones around here. But there was still one up in Stockton, so we're like, okay, well, let's go there and get it. I grabbed one of the hats, and I was just sitting in the back of this convertible with this pirate hat on that said, on the front of it, it said, like, I'm gonna look this up real quick, because I don't want to fuck it up because it's a funny saying.
You were the coolest guy on the road that day.
Did you stand up pointing a wooden sword out as they're driving?
No.
Just start yelling, "Fire the cannon! Fire!"
I should have like commanded them around. Oh, there it is. Okay, I found it. On the hat, here, I'm going to show you guys a picture of it, too. It's a cardboard hat that says, I threw Boring overboard. And,
this guy's shirt is a little funny.
Yeah, he, and so, I had this hat on in the back of this convertible, and we were driving around, and we pull up at this stoplight. And this old, like, rickety truck comes rolling by, and there's, like, two rednecks in it. And they had their windows down, and I could tell, like, the one guy in that was driving, he was chewing. He had tobacco in his mouth, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, these guys are cool, you know? they know what's up. And so I'm sitting there with my arms still, you know, out to each side, kind of relaxed, and I look over at the guy, and I'm just staring at him. And so I tapped my buddy Will on the back, on his back, so he could see what I was doing, and he sees that I'm staring at this guy, so he looks over and looks at him too. And I just sit there and stare at the guy, and then he finally looks over and he looks at me, and I'm like, hey. And then he turns back like he's not amused at all. And I'm like, you like my hat? And it angered him for some reason.
I hate goddamn pirates.
Did he pull out a shotgun?
He was so pissed that I said this. And then, like, he drives away, and I couldn't help but just bust out laughing, and Will is fucking laughing his ass off. And, and as we're driving back, I almost lost the hat because the wind caught it, so I brought it back down and took it off, and I hung it up at the office, and I was telling people that story, but it's just this long ongoing joke about those little hats that you can get, and I just look over this guy wearing this stupid ass hat. Hey, like my hat. Straight face.
Pirates all over these streets.
Poker face.
That motherfucker hates fun.
By pirates.
He hates fun, dude.
So listen, you.
Everybody hates fun. What's fun?
He threw fun overboard.
Yeah. but those hats, I guess they go through different sayings from time to time, and we'll slice different stuff on them. But that one was awesome.
Limited edition.
Yep.
You got the limited edition.
Yeah, I don't have it anymore. I threw it out.
No, why would you do that?
Well, when I got laid off of my last job, I just kind of threw everything out and a whole bunch of stuff. I may have a stuff. You can't pin that on me.
We'd like that stricken from the record. Yep.
I should just edit a 30-second bleep there.
Of you just like we're swearing.
Where like, I... Beep! Oh, yeah, speaking of bleeps, me and Alex... or Spencer, you know about it too, right?
What?
No, okay. Terry, we've officially been censored.
What?
After this whole time, I don't want to say what it is, but I've uploaded a video to Machinima recently. You guys all know what it is. It's what we did the other day. Part one, in fact, which will be up Monday. Anyways, this has never happened before, and we curse a lot in our videos. We do. And especially in our Dragon Nest videos that we did a while back. Dragon Nest. Did I say Dragon Nest or Vest? Whatever.
Nest.
I believe
Dragon
it's Nest.
It is sure. Nest. I think Vest. I said Vest, though. In our Dragon Vest videos.
All right, we're getting off topic here.
We cursed a shit ton. In fact, we had a little counter at one point that just counted a bunch of shit. I think it was that or All Day. No, it was All Day.
No, that was for All Day.
Yeah. Anyways. And we curse a lot in our Let's Play videos.
We do a lot more than that.
Yeah. So anyways, this particular video was, it was going through the system and everything like that, and then I got an email. And this email was from Machinima, and they wrote, I'm going to pull it up here so I can actually say it word by word because it's so funny. And Alex, not the, our Alex, but Alex that works there, he's like, hey dude, is there any way you could bleep out the word rape in your video? And either black out or replace the text with something or whatever.
I had a feeling that would be the problem.
And I busted up laughing, like, reading this email. I was like, it's just, you know, like the typical boss guy's like, hey, first off, all right, hey.
Great video.
Great video, all right.
Good job.
Seriously.
Really good job.
Good job there, buddy.
We're suggestion.
We're cracking up around the office, all right? All of us love it. By the great video, just fantastic. Okay, one little thing though. Do you mind censoring the word "rape"? You guys kind of talk about it for a long time, and we can't
go on about it for like 5 minutes.
We can't have that.
Of our day.
You know, not they don't care about the fact that we said fucking shit, bitch, whatever the whole time, and even talk about porn at one point.
There's like a little hint of racism in there. And...
Yeah, there is, cause like, oh no, that's in part two. Never mind.
And I wasn't there.
No, there's a little hint of it in part one.
Oh, you're right. There is actually another major part. Okay, anyways. Yeah, the way he's like, could you just bleep out the word rape? And I'm like, really? Am I going to have to do this? And he goes, yeah, they're kind of cracking down about not using that word, you know? And, you know, and so I was like, okay, well, you know, whatever. And then I bleeped it out and I rewatched it. It made it 100 times more funny. I think we should start using bleeps now.
We should just bleep every 5 words. I'm pretty sure
it makes funny. It
Take
just
a random
made it...
word to bleep and just yep. bleep that for the entire video.
Today's bleeped word is the.
Beep. Then I did the. Oop,
so I pooped and then the boop.
And then the boop.
That would be funny to hear.
The word of the bleep word of the day.
Other curse words not bleep. Like, what the hell is going on here?
That might actually be something. Note that down.
I think we're onto something there.
Yeah, write it down.
Let's explore that.
Let's exploit it.
Yeah.
Let's exploit that.
Oh, shit.
I didn't do it.
No.
I did.
No. This is actually a really good thing. This is... Another email I got from Machinima guys in there.
Oh god!
All right, we'll get into that later.
No, we won't. Not for a while. It seems like
that
for a while
a long
now.
Long 30-second bleep again.
Spoiler alert.
There's gonna be a lot of bleeps in here, and you guys are just gonna be sitting there like, man, what are they talking about? Are they talking? They talking about again?
Just have an entire pod.
Oh my god! These guys really love.
Wow, these guys really love.
It's very serious stuff.
Hey, Sherry, remember that one porno?
The one I was in?
This was four dudes, and they didn't that one girl named Sherry.
Jose upside
only
the head.
Funny to us.
Because we know what it's about.
Okay. Anyways,
everybody is so Sherry.
I just think it's great that I've gotten to a point in my YouTube career where they're like, "Hey, so you're getting a little too racy." Okay, is stepping it above the line here. They must have done some sort of study where like they've calculated like, all right, people don't care about fuck, shit, bitches, whatever, porn. Talk about it. I don't care. But no,
that's a
no.
little too far.
Big red X.
I am offended.
Yeah. So, anyways, I did finish part two, by the way, Terry.
Good.
I finished it this morning. I am very proud of it. It's about twice as long as part one.
Good. good.
Yep, yep. And I still have a shit ton of footage from the rest of that night, which I probably won't use. Because, I don't know. We weren't really having fun. It was just more like us checking out shit. If we're not having fun. You know, huh?
I was having fun in the fucking thing, you know.
Yeah.
The boop.
If bleeps aren't happening.
Okay. So, yep. That's going to be fun. I think we need to do more of that, which I've said a few times now that I feel like we should
do
better.
We will go and do that again.
Yep.
Hey, I want to do it.
Has no idea what's going on.
But I'm all for it.
But it's like fun. Terry, when are you going to do that? You know what? I don't even want to bring it up because then we're going to be talking about more stuff that I'm pretty sure you don't want to talk about, bring up yet. And it's just more things. It's like, hey, when are you going to do that one thing that you talked about that one time?
That one,
you know?
Yeah. Well, you know.
Okay. All right.
Moving on.
So well, more stuff that we can't mention. we'll be getting a new member of Team Mongoose pretty soon.
That's news to me.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Well,
it's not
someone you already know.
And we've talked about it already, Terry.
I don't think so.
No, we did.
Give it a second.
There, I'll type it in there.
You can't see text, but I can.
You we can't. All see it.
No.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yep. Good guy.
He's cool.
Yep. Still no girls. Probably gonna
it's
be
the other
a while.
It's my better half.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting. I don't know if he'll be in our videos too much. He's got a busy schedule.
Okay, don't give too much out.
A while.
Well, everybody's got a busy schedule.
I don't. I'm unemployed now.
Except for Whitey.
Just sit around all day pushing buttons, AFKing.
Yeah, stop AFKing, by the way, because you keep chunks loaded in the game, and that slows down our server. So stop it.
No, it was an accident. I swear.
Accident, my ass! You do it every time you're on.
I swear.
I mean to play, but then something comes up.
I'm gonna load up.
Then I come back, and then I go on YouTube, and then I forget all about it, and then I come back again, and it's like
I'm gonna load up an automatic AFK timer. Like the instant that your character goes into the AFK tag, it just boots you, and it'll ban you from the server for like 10 minutes.
I'm about to people go.
That way, you really want to come back.
Okay. Sound like George.
Anyways. Yeah, so stop doing that.
I'm trying
keeping the server loaded up. Don't lie.
I'm trying to. I swear.
We have people that play all around the world, and they lag. I think. I don't know. Some don't. Some do. Get better internet. So Terry,
get better internet.
Or actually, Whitey, have you? Do you play Old Republic at all?
I'm very decided. I mean, John's been kind of bugging me too, but
who the fuck is John?
The
bad person.
Who? Bad virgin? Bad virgin.
Bad person.
Okay. That guy. I remember him.
Yeah.
He's a bad person.
He is. Bad news.
I was just waiting for that.
He's kind of been bugging me too, but I'm kind of like in the middle with that. Just because, A, unemployed, I don't really have much money, so yeah.
Well, you know, having no job kind of hinders the whole money flow thing.
I mean, could... You know, whore myself. Oh, wait, no. Rape. No. I could let people rape me for money. But...
There you
let
go.
Boop you.
Me and Terry have been playing it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Probably not as much as we should be, but...
I'm okay with the pace we're going, because I usually go all in on new stuff, and then I get burned out really quick, so...
Well,
I'm okay.
I was playing a little bit this morning, and because I was going to try to catch up to you.
Uh-huh.
And I was just doing a bunch of space battles and stuff like that, and then I ran out of those, and I didn't level at all. I'm still 25, and I went and started doing some of my class quest stuff, because, you know, I figured, you know, why not just do those now since you can't really help me with them, but now I'm at a point where my next class quest is, like, level 28, and I can't do it. Like, my guy dies too quick. Like, it's weird, too, because I'm a tank class, but I'm terrible at it. And,
are you sure it's the right one? Because
yeah,
for me, after I was done with that planet we were just on, it gave me two.
Yeah, no, I have two. Quests. Yeah, yeah, I have a 28 and the 25 one. Six.
Well, 26, 25, whatever.
Yeah, which is
Tatooine.
That's
the one you want to go to. Yeah.
I'm on
I have to go there too anyway, so just we'll do that.
Okay, all right. Well, that's where I'm at right now. Like, I went to Tatooine, and then I went outside, and I was like, oh, shit, everything's 25 here, and I was just having a bunch of trouble with these 24s I was just killing. And, like, literally to the point where my companion would die, and I would leave the battle with, like, 100 HP left. And I was like, fucking every time, revive that bitch, heal myself up, rebuff, go out. And it was only, like, four guys. So, and now I'm at Tatooine, and I got there, and I drove around for a while on my fancy speeder. Mine is way nicer than yours, bro. It looks like it's all white and, like, has, like, fancy panels and shit on it. And it has, like, those the pod racer, like, jet engines or whatever on the sides of it. It's,
I am perfectly fine with my lawnmower.
Yeah. It still costs me 40 grand for the fucking skill, though.
Yeah.
That is crazy. That hurts. Yeah.
That hurts.
Like, after that, I kept trying to, like, send my things out, my companions out to do quests and stuff. And I'm like, why isn't this working? And then I finally read the chat, and it's like, you do not have the money for this. And I'm like, oh, shit. I'm at the point where, like, I'm not used to not having money to send them out to do trivial things. So, yeah, all that shit. And so I'm hanging out at the bar in Tatooine.
Yeah.
Just hanging out at the bar now.
There's an alien guy over there that's on the table. It's an NPC who's dancing, and there's a lady that's just sitting there clapping and cheering him on. So, of course, I just went up and started dancing next to him, and I just pretended that she was clapping for me, too.
Yeah, right. Thanks.
It was funny, too, because... Another guy came in, another player rolled into the inn, and he like goes to the middle of the room, like running past me, and I see him stop, and then he turns and looks at me, and then walks over to me to my table where I'm dancing, turns around, walks across the room, and logs out.
Like, my God,
what does that mean?
He's just done. He's seen enough.
It's like, mother, God damn God. It. Another old man dancing on the table.
Just throws his hands in the air, walks away.
Cancel the subscription.
Well, that's another reason. I mean, we all know how I get when I play MMOs, so...
Oh, yeah.
You get crazy. You get beyond max level in the first 2 days.
Yep. That is also another reason why. You're like, kind of...
his level, like, you guys will start the game, you'll be like even, and then you'll be like, alright, I'll be right back, I'm gonna go get a sandwich. You come back, he's already like 30 levels ahead of you.
Decked out in all of his epic gear.
Yep.
I was gone 2 minutes.
That is why I
it felt
very
like days.
Iffy on getting it.
See, that's the thing. I feel like I may have chosen the wrong class to start off this game with. Because, you know, I went with, I enjoyed my time so much in WoW being a paladin tank after I switched to that spec, that I figured that enjoyment would carry on into any other MMO. And, it's not been a problem really with any other MMO that we've played because, like, any other MMO that we've played really has been kind of weak. It's not as in-depth because they're all, like, free-to-play shit. And this game, there's so much to it that being the tank character is much tougher because I don't understand anything. And with WoW, it was easier because I already played the game for years before that. And I already had a lot of experience under my belt in this game. I just kind of jumped in with a class I don't really understand. And I wish I went with Marauder at this point instead of...
Marauder. That's the damage one, right?
Yeah, the DPS version of my tree. So I don't know. I'm mixed right now. I wish Robert would have answered my fucking text and got into the podcast so we could actually talk about it, because he's playing the same exact class I am, and I'm sure he's doing years better than I am.
Yeah, I'm sure he's listening to this later on and going,
"Oh, I doubt he is."
LOL, noob. LOL.
I don't think he follows anything that I'm doing. He's busy doing his own podcast, or not podcast, but YouTube stuff right now. He started that one series. What was it, Terry? Jake the Rage or something like that. I don't know.
Apparently I feel like we were talking about MMOs on the last podcast too, and we were like, "Oh yeah, we should play that again."
Yeah, we were. We were talking about S4, right?
That game.
Oh yeah, Whitey wasn't here.
Oh my god!
Remember Mega 10, Whitey?
Yeah, my girlfriend plays that right now. I'm actually playing it again.
Oh really?
That's what we're talking about. Well, there you go.
Look how convenient that worked out.
I remember how you killed my demon.
Hey, your bird was a dick, all right? Your bird was an asshole. Your bird deserved everything it got. But yeah, I'm actually sort of... I only play when she's over here and she's got her laptop up and playing it, but, I mean, I've been messing around with it again, because when... Like, we started dating and whatnot, and she was like, over here, it's her laptop. And all of a sudden, she's playing the Megaton. I'm just like, I played that. And she's like, LOL, no, you didn't. I'm just like, yo, I'll pull up my account and whatnot. And
do you say that about every game that you see people play? Like, if you go come across someone playing solitaire on the computer, hey. Go, I've played that!
Yeah, I do.
They're like, no.
No, you've never played solitaire.
I'm actually just looking at the site right now, that screenshot of Terry, me, and Alex. Good times.
Should be like a little scrapbook of us in like a black and white photo.
Like, with some like melancholy music playing in the background.
Back in the former days.
Although I'm like level 30 now in Mega 10.
All battle hardened after that.
But...
You boys left the war, but the war kept going.
A little tear comes down. Still...
I'm still here fighting it.
Yeah, Terry, your demon killed itself. It wasn't me. Just let you know.
It wasn't me. He just turns around after that. So yeah, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me. Gotcha.
So, yeah, maybe we should try playing that game. I think that's what we decided last
time. That's what we decided last time, and we still haven't done it yet.
Wait, what?
Yeah, honestly, where the fuck is this week gone, dude? Like, I woke up this morning, and then someone, I think, tweeted to me. It's like, hey, podcast day! And like, they were all happy, and I'm like, oh, shit!
Wait, you're back on scheduled podcasts? What?
Yeah, Fridays.
Alright, I'll try to remember that.
Don't.
Okay. Don't do that. Okay.
Don't remember.
Just forget. Okay.
I see how it is.
You're having a dream right now.
So I have a couple of drinks and I make a few uh-ohs. Let it go. Let it go.
Yeah, no, Fridays. I like to try to get them out before around noon, but today I had to run.
Well, is that your time or my future time?
My time.
Man, that's
your time's 3.
Yeah, PM. Exactly. I'm from the future, so yeah. Me and Alex, at least.
Not we the are? Good future. What?
We're in the same time zone, dipshit.
Oh, yeah. So we are in the future.
Right. That automatically qualifies you.
Wait. Why do
the
I...
The world of tomorrow.
I feel like I had something else that I was going to talk about, and I forgot.
You were... You had shows you were going to talk about, I think.
Oh, yeah! thank you. Spencer coming out of left field with what I was talking about earlier.
Nice scores!
I told myself earlier too, like back around 9 a.m. or so. I was like, man, I need to keep a notepad or something on my desk, like the little sticky notes thing, and just write down all the shit that's happened throughout the week to talk about again on the podcast. And I was like, oh, I should do that right now because I got a bunch of stuff I want to talk about. Never did it. Completely forgot, and now here I am.
2 seconds later, you're playing WoW.
Gold squad attitude.
I think 2 seconds later, I was actually playing Star Wars. And that was
really... I gotta write this down. Oh, R2's calling.
Exactly.
Beep, boop, boop, boop.
And so, yeah, no, TV shows. I'm at a point in my Netflix career.
career, what is that?
There's a Netflix career?
Yeah, well, you know, like just watching everything ever.
Watch Wings.
No.
Nope. Do it.
Anyways, back to relevant news. on Hulu, I was just perusing Hulu, and there is three, technically four, but the fourth one isn't on Hulu, I don't think. Well, the American one is. First off, I want to talk about Being Human. Terry, you have recommended this show to me.
Mm-hmm.
The UK version.
Mm-hmm.
It's about three seasons in right now. I don't know if they're doing the fourth right now or not. But it is awesome. It's the show that I watch with the girl over because... the girl. I was about to say girlfriend, and then I stopped and just said girl, and now it seems like she's not my girlfriend.
This one girl I know.
It's complicated.
We watch TV shows together, and you know.
We don't classify our relationship.
You just watch your TV buddies.
Right. So anyways, when my girlfriend, Leanne, is over, we watched, or showing her Lie to Me, because she's never seen it. So I was like, you have to watch the show. Exactly, right. That's exactly what I said. I was like, oh, you have to watch the show. So, of course, we watched through it. She loved it, you know, and now we needed something else to kind of fill in that gap of, you know, when going out to the movies is too expensive and dinner too expensive and things are just too expensive. The rent's too damn high.
The rent's too damn
high. Everything is expensive. Breathing is expensive.
So, there's times where we'll just hang out and watch Netflix. So I asked the guys, I was like, I need a new TV show to watch or whatever. And you're like, well, I started watching this show, Being Human, just out of the blue. It turns out it was really good. And I didn't even care about it for like a week. I just kind of was like, well, whatever. I looked at it and I was like, that doesn't look good at all. Then she came over and I was like, well, we could try watching this show. Terry says it's good. Watched first episode. Awesome. Got hooked immediately, and I'm at the. I only watch it when she's over because I don't want to get ahead of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep wanting to watch it. I'm sitting here like, God damn it, I just want to watch it. And there's an American version too, which I don't think I'm going to watch at all. and they're only one season in, which is also on Hulu. So if you guys are looking for something cool to watch, watch Being Human. It's about a vampire, a werewolf, and a ghost. Trying to
Where
be
have I heard that before?
Trying to be human.
Wait for the punchline.
Yeah. Trying to be human.
And they all live together.
They all live together in the same house, yeah. And it's good. Like it sounds very cliche. I know. That's what when Terry was telling me about it, that's why I ignored it for a week. I was like, yeah, right.
Yeah, it sounds stupid. It sounds cheesy, but it's
really good.
Really
yeah.
good.
They have a lot of really cool like plot lines for the different classes.
There's different story for each class. You know, you're a vampire, he's got to suck blood to level up.
But if he doesn't, he gets really weak. And he takes a nap. it's really good. So,
a vampire, a werewolf, and a ghost live together. Hilarity ensues.
Right. Empire, it's good,
wolf,
good stuff.
Ghost go to
going off on wacky adventures together.
And they're hour-long episodes, which makes it that much better.
Yeah, then it's like, boys. It's British TV hour-long.
It's real
solid
hour.
They have like one commercial break on their television.
Yeah, so it's like a 58-minute episode.
Yeah, 58
watch
minutes.
On Hulu, don't you not get
Well, yeah, you get ads if you watch it on Hulu, but I mean...
Oh, really?
Hulu only has the American version, though, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah.
That one's pretty good, too. Not as good, though.
Yeah, they only have the American version here. And I don't see how it could compete. I don't know. Like, for me, it's like, for BBC shit, or British whatever, either the series is going to be, like, really, really good. Like, Top Gear, amazing. The American Top Gear, fucking worst thing ever. You know? But
the Office.
I was getting that right now. The Office, the British one, hated it. I love the American one, though. It's going downhill because they need to fucking kill it, but...
it's going on too long.
I did meet Steve Carell, though, so...
Yeah. The way that Steve left, I thought was fantastic. He left
it was so
the best
sad.
Way. Yeah,
was
that's
a pro,
the thing.
Though,
like,
I just read they're going to try and do a spinoff of it.
Yeah. Anyways, let me get to these other three shows that I found. First off, we all knew about this show. I didn't really find it. I just got around to watching it. The Alcatraz, the new J.J. Abrams show.
Yeah.
It's going to be just as good as Lost. It's going to be even better, I think. The pilot took me
better
a little while
Lost,
to kind of get in.
What?
Yeah. The pilot.
Better ending, too.
It might even have an end.
I was gonna say an ending this time, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, it's great premise. I love the fact that each episode so far has been about one specific prisoner.
Yeah.
And like it goes really deep into it, and it shows like their backstory and stuff like that. And it was awesome until I got to the child molester one. That one wasn't that great. That was
child beep.
Child rapist. he doesn't molest them. He just goes straight to raping.
Just goes straight to the bleep.
Yeah. And so that was weird. Great show, though. Like, and it follows along the same footsteps as Lost, where like the transitions, like before commercials, it'll go Alcatraz. Yeah. But it's the polar opposite of what they did with Lost. Lost, it was like a minute long transition of like the Lost logo floating in and going, whoa. This Alcatraz one, like a quarter of a second, just Alcatraz. That's it. Just, pow, and it's done. And I don't know if that's because they had so many complaints about it being too long before in Lost. Next show, The Finder. Have any of you watched that?
No.
Nope.
Have never heard of it.
The first three episodes are on Hulu, and they're American hour-long episodes, so they're about 44 minutes. Great show. I think it's basically, it reminds me of Numbers, like the way it's shot. And it's about this guy who was in the military who got blown the fuck up, came out of it with some weird brain shit, and... I should start my own review thing for movies and TVs.
This guy got blown the fuck up. And has this
he was playing out. Battlefield.
Yeah. Playing Battlefield in Iraq. And,
his TV blew up, and he's like, whoa.
Oh, my brain.
Thought he was really in the war, but he really wasn't. But
so he has like this uncanny talent to find things. Like, apparently he can find whatever. Like, if you have something of that person, like say you're finding a person, all he needs is something from that person, like a business card, or in the latest episode it was a shoe, and he can use it to kind of get into their minds and figure out where they've
was
been.
Was that the black guy from the Green Mile on that?
Yes.
Ah, I saw the commercials for that. It looked good. I didn't actually get a chance to watch it yet.
Watch it. It's really good, and I'm loving it. Like, the humor is really good in it. The main guy, he's very likable. Like, it's weird for me to kind of try to watch new shows because I usually hate people. Like, I feel like they're not acting good enough.
but the
three main people in the show, they're good. Like, the main guy's really good. And, of course, the black dude's great. Just fucking, he's stronger than ever. And then there's, like, this super hot girl that works with them. Like, she's on probation and she has to work for him because he owns a bar. And so she has to work with him. And apparently she plays a 17-year-old in the show, but I do it.
That's what? It.
That's how...
Really?
That's,
I thought there was more to that. But
No. Okay. If you ever right start there describing someone as a super hot girl, it's only going to end with, I'd do it. That's it. Like, you have a bunch of filler in between, but then it ends with, I'd do it.
Just get to the point pretty quickly there.
Right, yeah. I mean, why even bother? It's really cool. And she's like a gypsy or some shit. I don't know. I have to always laugh about it when they bring it up because I think of Brenny because he's always calling people gypsies.
You goddamn gypsy.
Great gypsy.
Yeah. So yeah, go watch The Finder. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I've been meaning to, but
it'll kill some time. It's good. Go watch it.
But I'm watching King Arthur and the Knights of Justice.
I don't care.
Let the man watch what he wants to.
Ah, shit! Hold on.
Shit!
Beep. I'm not going to bleep any of those out.
Do it!
Or maybe I will.
God damn right.
Maybe I will now. Now that you've convinced me. I'm trying to find my favorites. Oh, there it is. Because I favored them all. What? Hulu is being really slow right now. Subscriptions to new favorites. Yeah, I know. I know how your subscriptions work.
Or do you?
Endgame. is the other show that I'm starting to watch.
Wasn't that a movie that Arnold was in?
Maybe.
That sounds like... I think that was Ender or something. End something. Eraser. No, that was Eraser.
Eraser, yeah. That's what it was.
Anyways, Endgame is another hour-long TV show. It's about this Russian like chess master. Like he's world famous, like the best chess player ever or whatever, and I guess he's down on his luck. No, he got fucked up. All right. I'm really good at reviewing too.
Like
he got
reviewing style.
Yeah, I'm working on it, you know. It's going to take some time to warm up. He's traumatized by the murder of his fiance. Like he went outside of a hotel room or out of his hotel room. And it was like his wife was leaving, and you know, she gets in the car or whatever, and a drive-by goes by, and he thinks it's the KGB because he's Russian. Exactly, right? It sounds crazy, but apparently he funded like a lot of democratic shit in Russia, where he's from. You know,
really?
Yep. And now he's all freaked out. Like he can't leave the hotel because he like has this like face aneurysm thing, and he can't leave. And so he just hangs out in the hotel, and he can't pay his hotel fee or whatever because he's not going out and doing tours and playing chess and shit. And so he starts doing this whole Sherlock Holmes thing where like he just starts solving mysteries, and like a bunch of shit's happening in this hotel, and like it gets to the point where people just start coming to him because they hear about that he's solving stuff for people, and since he can't leave, he has like this one little like graduate student who's like his little bitch boy, and just runs around taking pictures of shit for him. Like he tells him to go investigate the scene and takes a bunch of pictures and interviews people and crap, and he comes back and the guy like tries to work out the scene in his head. I guess, like, how it happens and crap like that, and he just runs through all the possible solutions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a chess player, and always a few moves ahead or some shit, and he just starts solving mysteries and stuff. And
Like Scooby-Doo,
like a Russian Scooby-Doo.
You had to bring up Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
It's Soviet Russia. Mystery finds you.
Yep. So yeah, those are the four new shows I'm watching, and all of them are awesome. I'm very happy that I like, cause that was just my little Hulu experience. After I watched Alcatraz, like down below is like, you may also like The Finder, and I just put it on as background noise. And, like 15 minutes in, I was like, man, I'm kind of interested in this. What the fuck? So I started watching it. Crazy, right?
That is pretty crazy.
No.
That's really crazy. That's all by right, definition Consuela. Crazy.
Oh no.
Oh, see.
That's Terry's new tag, Consuela.
Be my call sign when I fly my jet. It's Consuela here.
Need some support.
Yeah, I'll be advanced. Consuela's in the air.
No.
No.
This guy off my tail, man.
No.
You buy. I'm
flying in circles by myself. Not doing
it. Consuela, help.
No.
Mr. Superman, no, here.
IRS?
I have a feeling there's a lot of people talking in the background of Alex's place right now.
There were.
Well, I'm just getting a lot of like white noise, and I think I hear myself. Even.
I.
How about now?
Yeah, I still hear the white noise, and I can kind of pick up myself a little bit.
All right, just shut up, Dwight.
You shut up.
Shut up.
I'm not the one with white noise.
So we should probably explain our little call sign dealy so people don't get confused because we have like 30 names.
Okay.
Everybody's
got their own little call sign for battle. Yeah, do it. You do it.
Start.
Okay, so anyway, if anybody's seen the movie Top Gun, they all have their own little call signs.
What's Top Gun? Never seen it.
For those of you who haven't seen Top Gun, what is it? Go. 30
seconds. For those who haven't seen Top Gun, it's a movie made in the 1980s. With
too
Tom
slow.
Cruise.
Do it again.
You know what? Fuck this.
Tom Cruise.
Movie about jets.
Val Kilmer and gayness. Go.
There you fire. Go. Whitey's got it. You want to explain it, Whitey?
Oh, that movie. Just... Yeah, no, I've seen that one.
I love that movie.
Well, okay, so you just understood Tom Cruise, Val Kilmer, gayness, and you're like, oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no. Love that movie.
That is good.
Look, the Iceman's on top of Maverick, start, right?
That's what you said. Okay.
Well, are you going to explain?
Well, they all have call signs, which are like co-names for each other, so they don't get confused over the radio. They can easily identify each other. I don't know how. I mean, I'd probably get confused.
Well,
which one is Maverick?
Because there's always going to be like 1,000 Alexes or Johns or something like that.
So they all have a unique call sign.
Look behind you, Steve. What?
Not
is it
you,
wrong,
Steve.
Steve does like a fucking turn into the ground, freaks out.
Oh God, he's behind me!
Oh, wrong Steve, sorry.
He's dead now. Took $4 million with him.
Other Steve.
I bet.
So, a while ago, like, how long ago? Like, Bad Company 2, Terry?
No.
Wasn't it Hawks?
It was Hawks, yeah. We didn't start.
Hawks.
Because Hawks
but we didn't use them till Hawks.
Yeah, that's true. So we came up with a bunch of names for ourselves. Terry was Wild Card, which I'm guessing he saw off of It's Always Sunny.
I am the Wild Card.
Yes.
I don't know. Dwight is Vanilla Bear.
Vanilla
which
Bear!
Which you've all seen. I don't know how he came up with that one. You want to tell
the
story?
From Scrubs.
Well, there
it's
you
from
go.
Scrubs. From Scrubs.
Whitey over here.
Alex.
Glitch.
Scrubs.
Alex is from Scrubs.
Okay, yeah, I got that already.
The white guy from Scrubs?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait. That's just to shorten my name. Technically, my call sign's Goose because y'all know Goose is awesome.
Goose.
Top Gun.
What's Top Gun?
So he's Goose.
It's Val Kilmer on top of Tom Cruise.
Volleyball scene.
Volleyball. Yep.
That movie.
Oh,
works.
That movie.
And they go to the championship.
All tight.
This fantasy right over there.
All right, windmill high fives.
I don't ever want to take a trip into your dreams. I don't think Spencer has one.
No, he's Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck.
Oh, yeah, he's Uncle Buck. Uncle Buck. And I'm Eagle Fist. Terry named me Eagle Fist.
Mm-hmm.
Badass.
It's pretty intense. The other guys have some too, but they're not here.
I feel like Eagle Fist would, you know, those denim jackets, like the Harley Davidson ones that have like the giant like logo of an eagle on the back of it?
Yeah.
I feel like Eagle Fist would be a logo that would be on the back of a denim jacket, and it'd just be like an eagle like soaring through the air like Superman with a giant fist in front of him. And like that would be a dude that would wear it, like a denim full jean denim jacket.
I have a perfect picture to go with Eagle Fist, and I'm trying to find it right now.
It's the goddamn Eagle Fist.
My God.
Vanilla Bear would be...
I will find it.
A cream-colored bear with, like, an ice cream-shaped haircut on top, like a little swirly duel.
With, like, candy eyes.
Yeah.
Ryan. Ryan's Tooth Fairy.
Yeah,
Ryan is Thumbelina.
Wait, I didn't hear what you said.
Tyler is Thumbelina.
Skype likes to cut out every now and then. It's another reason why I hate doing it for podcasts.
Morgan is Ground Cat. Dull is... I call her
I'm
Suicide.
I'm confused on Dull, yeah, because...
She changed it to something.
No, like I changed it because I don't like Suicide.
It's not really a call sign.
It's not a good call
sign.
It's
all the time.
Right. It's more of... It's a verb. You know,
what
and
is
I...
It?
Oh. It was Firefly? Yeah.
Firefly. Yeah.
Which I think is good. It encapsulates her.
I like Suicide.
She's trying to get from Suicide to Firefly, and she's
calling herself like Suicidal Firefly or something. It's too long. It's too long. There's no transition period. It's on off.
You guys are crazy. I like Suicide.
This is a backup name right there.
I found a picture for mine.
Yeah,
Bucks.
Ah, there you go. Oh, it should have been the hatchet scene.
You in the fucking jet holding a screwdriver. Holding a drill.
And a cigar.
And a cigar.
I imagine that Redneck Randy meme. That's Uncle Buck.
Oh, yeah.
That's Uncle Buck.
This is Uncle Buck.
I told that teaching lady I only need, three letters. U, S, and A.
Uncle Buck. You ever seen a hatchet?
You tell him Uncle Buck.
You tell him Uncle Buck. We're all God's children. Except mixed kids, Jews, Muslims.
Everybody that's not American.
I don't need a tank top to be a wife beater.
Just throwing together all these redneck things.
Just Uncle Buck flying a fucking jet saying all this redneck shit.
It doesn't make any sense to the current situation. They're flying around doing barrel rolls. Don't need a wife beater to be a wife beater. Some tank top. Just fucking drinking the whole time. Messing up his own catchphrases.
Can't fly in a straight line.
Story of my life.
Kind of wobbling everywhere.
That's how I fly, too.
Drinking a beer while flying. I don't always drink beer. Oh, wait, yeah,
but when I do, I'm flying a jet.
By my side.
I like my beer like I like my violence. Domestic.
Can't fly without my wingman, Jack Daniels.
Or the captain.
So have you guys seen... Have you guys seen Mega 64's new video, The Cloud?
No.
Well,
found it. Eagle Fist. Right here. Oh. Got it. Yelled it.
Let's see this.
Oh, yeah! Yeah, that's it. That's Eagle Fist.
God damn.
All these will be linked on the website for that you guys can see.
Oh, God damn. Come at me. There you go.
So, Mega 64 came out with this new video called The Cloud, where they're just poking fun at how everything is going to the cloud recently. And they take it to some extremes where, like, don't want to deal with that fire in your house? Just send it to the cloud! And, like, a bunch of super random things, and it ends up with Rocco being, like, he was going to kill himself, and he goes, but I don't want to do it now. So he sends himself to, like, the cloud to deal with it later. So he sends himself to the cloud, and, like... there's this whole thing, and after I watched it, I tweeted them. I was like, seems like Steve should have sent his cancer to the cloud. And, because Steve Jobs, you know, liver cancer. There you guys go. Because, you know, there was mainly about iPhone, the cloud type of thing.
That was
and
in poor taste.
Exactly, that's what I thought. Like, I actually commented it on their video, like the YouTube video. I was like, seems like Steve should have sent his cancer to the cloud. And then I was like, wait, no, that's bad. That's bad.
Wait,
and then I tweeted it.
Don't see that shit.
And so I tweeted it, and then they retweeted it an hour ago. And that's
terrible, Dwight.
Yep. So right now it's the
yep.
It's the note or their last tweet that they made was my retweet of them, of me talking about how Steve should have sent his cancer to the cloud.
You shouldn't be so proud of yourself.
Well, I am. So it's a joke in poor taste, but Mega 64 is a joke in poor taste.
You're the perfect match.
Yeah, I know. I think we'll mesh very well together. I mean, they retweet my shit all the time.
One time they do it.
Twice. No, they did it.
All the time. We talk about.
This is actually the third tweet that they've retweeted from me. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Yeah, there it is. Go back during Christmas time and I talk about how their podcast was making me
all the way back to Christmas.
A month ago.
Friends, what are you talking about?
Me and Mix is 64. I don't know, you guys know this. We're real close friends. I call up Rocco and be like, hey, bro, I just tweeted something kind of funny. You should totally retweet it. And he's like, oh, shit, okay, potato. No, I understand, bro. All
right.
We were going to do it anyways. You didn't even have to call us. We were going to do it anyways. And I was like, okay, yes, right. And that's the relationship that we have.
It's a love-hate sort of thing.
More hate on my end towards them.
Well, it's always...
And a lot of love from them for me.
Well,
you know how it is.
Someone always has to hate someone more than somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually where I come in, but...
We're calling Whitey for someone that we need to hate real bad.
You should help me hate this guy.
Justin, bro. Hate you. Hate you. More than they hate you. So it makes it look like they like you better in comparison.
I want to see how long it'll take before Mega64 actually just starts following me. That'd be awesome.
2 weeks.
3 years. Because then I'll just stop saying anything to them.
3 years and 2 weeks.
I can wait. I'll be here.
I'll still be here.
What's up?
Sure, they'd follow Uncle Buck over here.
Tweeter. Tweeter will be gone by then. It'll be something else. Be called pooping.
Pooping?
You always tweet when you're pooping.
You guys pooping? I just said to poop.
I just said something funny. I'm totally going to poop that.
It'll be called like P-E-W-P. E-R.
Check my poop.
Hey, dude, you totally see this poop?
That is some cool poop.
Look at the poop I just re-pooped.
Look at Dwight's poop I just
re-pooped. Oh man, that's funny. I'm going to re-poop that.
Look at Dwight's poop, everybody.
I totally favorite that poop. That was sweet.
Gotta call the hashtags like poop smears.
Skid mark.
Skid marks.
Skid mark, LOL.
That'll be what we call our favorites. Like when you favorite a poop or something, they'll be called skid marks because they're forever.
Just they're forever.
They don't go anywhere.
They'll stay with you.
Totally skid mark that poop. Look at that. That's
smearing poop on something.
And who says innovation is hard? I just came up with a brand new website right there.
It's got to be ourselves.
Yeah. This isn't the first time we've invented something awesome on the podcast either.
And
it damn sure won't be the last.
Forget about it immediately.
Huh?
Last time we forget about it immediately.
Yeah, no, as soon as the podcast is over, we'll be like, wait, what?
Wait, what are we talking about?
See, that's the thing. Like, people quote a lot of our stuff, and...
They expect us to remember.
Yeah, they expect us to remember. We don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. someone will just like send me something that's like Cinderella.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Back
in episode like 15, like 8 months ago, you talked about that girl, and you didn't know her name. So I'm. Oh.
Awkward.
Thanks. That's thank you for that. That's very helpful.
Good.
We've talked about this before, putting all of our catchphrases in one sentence.
Yeah.
We're really good at catchphrases, though, so I can't really be too mad about that.
I just don't see how that would work.
Really? No, they don't make it work, but in their minds at the time it works.
Yeah, this is funny and it makes sense, too.
I mean, how many catchphrases do we really have?
A lot.
Exactly. A lot.
So they have a lot of options. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but even on that same minute, we still make up, like, another two.
Yeah, but there's a few that catches. Like, Jose's all day. Which he hasn't done in forever.
Like that was caught is like saying it's pretty like underestimating it.
Yeah, that's true. It's a main thing.
That was he took something from someone else and made it his own.
He took something from someone else and made it funnier.
Because it's Jose.
Well,
For the sake of censorship, I won't say what I'm going to say because we all know I say it, but...
Yeah.
I could bleep it.
Okay.
You can bleep it? Go ahead.
All right. He's a fucking... He copies everything else that he fucking sees. All right. I said
That's it. Just massive bleep right there. I'm going to just make sure I have the censor thing, like, ready. So I don't, I don't forget.
You know, we all know I say it, and I always say it, but...
Listen, I always say this, okay? Always say
you
this.
You won't shut up about it either.
I only don't say it because Dwight would hit me.
Yeah. Well.
You said it. Bam. Ow, I'm sorry.
Slap you across the face and then just...
Apparently there are some things I'm not allowed to say.
That is definitely one.
Which is completely out of my character, but... If it's bleeped, it's okay because I got to say it anyway.
Got it out of your system.
Yep.
Yep, I got the bleep ready. You guys can't hear it, but the viewers will be able to hear it right now.
I can hear it.
Take that.
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah!
You guys want to hear something funny?
Sure.
Boop, boop. I'm just going to change the pitch of it, and then I'm just going to play it over and over. All right, I'm going to stop annoying the people that are actually listening to the podcast.
Actually, wait.
Those that are still listening made it through the test.
We should have had a recording of what
this is just a test.
Now we start the real podcast.
So when are we going to start this podcast?
Welcome, everyone.
What are we doing? Oh.
Welcome back to the Team Mongoose podcast, where we talk about anything, everything, and nothing.
All at the same time.
Let's start now.
Terry, yep, were you recording last night? You should have a recording of what George was doing last night.
That was pretty creepy.
All that creepy nuts.
Exorcism.
Apparently we had to exorcise George last night.
What happened?
We were playing Battlefield. And,
of course.
You know how we get when we play Battlefield? Everybody's yelling into their mics, trying to tell everybody where they are and all that stuff.
Yep.
And then out of nowhere... We start hearing this, like, demonic-ass whispering, like, super low, coming from the heads of, like, and it was just going on, and Morgan was like, you know, it's okay if you're having an exorcism at your house, I just don't want to hear that, so.
it was pretty weird.
George can be weird sometimes.
He is the Chinaman.
George.
Fucking terrible. Oh,
wait, do we need another censor moment right here?
What, call him Chinaman?
Oh, no, I was going to go a step above, but, you know.
No, don't. You're giving me more work here.
I know.
I don't want to have to re-listen to us.
I know.
I just had this conversation. I don't want to listen to it again.
I know. Or do you? Nah, no, you don't. No, I don't even want to listen to me twice.
There you go. That's a problem. If you don't want to listen to yourself, then no one's going to want to listen to you.
Nope.
That's why I don't want to listen to you guys.
Why are we friends?
I don't know.
I ask myself that every day.
So what's new in the gaming front? Anything standing out on Kotaku? You guys are on there all the time.
Well, yeah, but we don't remember like everything. Dwight,
you could.
Yeah, Dwight. Yeah,
why not?
God.
Let's see. Apparently, the soul still burns for the week in gaming apps.
No, yeah, there's nothing interesting today. Anyway,
no, nothing in the last week.
There's an article called "Death to Betty Draper," though. I like that.
Ooh,
I don't like her.
Nobody likes her.
So, do you wish death upon her?
Wait, does that mean Mad Men started up again?
No, it's just an open thread thing.
It's just
the name of it.
I was going to say, I thought it's been so long.
Well, it probably started, actually.
I remember before Battlefield came out, there was like so much headlines about Battlefield on Kotaku. And now it like kind of died down.
Because it's been out for a few months.
Yeah, but...
It's weird to think. It's only been, like, 3 months, though. Like, it's weird thinking about it.
Well,
all the time
like,
I spend in it.
It's like... So, you ever feel that
let me just tell you that. Whatever you guys see in the squad,
doesn't come close to how psychotic Terry actually is when he plays.
I am it is no such thing.
10 times worse.
Last night, I'm standing in front of, like, I'm standing behind cover, and there's an LAV on the other side of the cover.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you were there. Terry's next to me behind the cover.
Trying to
he goes, I got this, guys! Runs out from cover towards the LAV head on. This LAV sees him coming. He goes, I got this, guys! Next thing I hear is, and Terry's name comes up in the corner.
I haven't thought before on him.
I don't know what thought made you think that that was a good idea, but.
That's another thing. I want C4. And I don't think you can use it with recon.
You can only use it as a support.
I want fucking C4.
The other day, we got on a mission. Same level. There's an LAV pinning down one of our points. Terry, I spawn on Terry. Terry's throwing C4 on a car. He's like, I got a mission to do. I start throwing C4 with him. I was like, so we're doing this now. I jump in the car with him. He's driving it towards the LAV. I jump out, like, at the right time. Terry's still in the car.
Like, I didn't have it lined up. Like, if I'd have got out, I would have missed
the LAV.
Yeah,
I pulled my C4. It blew up the car with Terry in it, but yeah. I got the LAV.
Killed me.
Or that time that Terry took the knife for you, Alex.
Oh man, that was bullshit. Literally spawned before the blackness of my screen went away. There was a knife in me.
Wow. That's yelling. That was meant for you, Alex.
That's why you never spawn on Alex.
Like, he was pulling the trigger right on you, and then I popped up behind
him. And he got Terry.
And you're like, no! I turned around, killed the guy after he killed you.
It was meant for you, Alex.
It's okay, though, because later on that night, I knifed somebody on that roof, and he came back up looking for me, and he got you.
Yes, he did.
I didn't spawn on you.
Unlike that time I took the chopper, got blown up, and Alex bailed out for some reason. And he's running along the road, and I spawn, and I'm parachuting, and I'm like, hey, Alex. 50 minutes later, I land right next to him.
The parachuting, they got to fix it because it's pretty slow. They got to have like a mode where you can, if you accidentally deploy your parachute, you can like rip it off or something. Because
you only get one.
You only get one, boot.
Yeah, but that... You know, you could let it go, and then you could kill yourself and then spawn, and it'll probably be quicker than having to float your ass all the way down.
It did take a long time, because you were running the entire road, like, not even caring that I was flying towards you.
Yeah, because with those jets, they have to raise, like, I guess the ceiling level, I guess?
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah, that makes sense.
Because jets go up pretty high up. Mm-hmm. So, and if you're all the way up there, and you build out of your jet, because it's on fire for whatever reason...
You never know.
You're going to be floating down for...
You can't trust those engineers.
A good amount of time.
I like that time I mistakenly decided to take a car ride with Sniper Goo. He, without noticing, almost hit 4 landmines. Then, like, it, like, dries off like a ramp. It rolls on top of a landmine. Like, we're doing a barrel roll, and all of a sudden, kaboom!
Or yesterday, remember that shit, Terry? You were in the chopper. You're flying the chopper. You hit everything on the ground.
I was like a pinball bouncing off of everything.
Rubber chop.
Survived.
And then I got a headshot with my bolt action off.
Yeah,
that was amazing. Without any sort of scope, Dwight, we're in the chopper, we're flying around. Whitey manages to get a headshot without a scope.
Nice.
Yep. Iron
sight. I just hear him the whole time just shooting out to the side. Just like,
yeah, I just heard the crack of the rifle and his tiny glitch to it over the court. I was like, oh my god.
It was hilarious.
One of those bullets had to hit. You were going for
it. But he's using a bolt action. That was
like aiming, too. So it's just like every shot I took was like on top of somebody that you flew over. It's just when you were like yawing to the right so hard that it was so steady that like when I saw the red arrow and I just like lined it up and then you start going to the right and then when it lined up I just went pull trigger. I was like, yes.
So, you guys want to shut the fuck up and let's play some Field?
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I'm feeling like playing some Battlefield now. I'm looking at my stats right here. And Terry, I don't know how you managed to keep your 2-0 win-loss ratio even into Battlefield 3. Mm-hmm. You're 2.18 right now win-loss ratio. That's fucking awesome.
Right now, it's scout helicopters because Terry goes like 40-0 in a scout helicopter.
Last time was 29-0, but who's keeping count?
I've seen him go 43-0.
So have I. I'm just saying, last night was a little slow for him.
And anyone
got 30-0, but I took that headshot, you know.
Yeah. And let me tell anybody who's flown a jet knows that is dangerous, like really dangerous to shoot an individual guy running across the ground because you got to get pretty close to be even remotely able to see the guy.
That's why Terry's call sign is wild card.
Terry does not give a fuck. He will go straight into the ground to get this guy.
Well, that's why we gotta call him what? That's why we call him Wild.
Dude, these 93 swoops to get one guy on the ground.
Okay, alright, hold on. I just want to do a little comparison thing here. Looking between me and Terry's profile on Battlefield the stats. Completely, we can agree, the polar opposites. You know, it's just one person who plays occasionally and another person who plays religiously. First off, total play time. I'm gonna just round down to the nearest hour. I have 22 hours clocked into Battlefield 3. Not even a full day. Terry has 146. I have 895 kills. That's a pretty big number. 895 people. That's a lot of people. Terry has 8,331.
So we just shift the decimal over to the right.
Basically, yeah. We both have the same accuracy, which is not saying much since he has 7,500 more kills than me, and he still has the same accuracy. And I've only been playing Recon. You think my accuracy would be better?
Depends on what the accuracy is.
My win-loss is 1.36, and his is 2.18. And that's 476 games won to 218 loss for him and 60-44 for me.
That's because whatever team has Terry is going to win.
Yeah. Probably going to win. You'd have to suck.
I bet you go run out there like that.
Anytime you've lost, Terry, I'm sure it's been with the time where you're not playing with any of us. Because I feel like if whenever we have a full squad, it's very hard for us to lose.
Play without us? I don't
really. I've seen him play Bad Company without us, but I don't think I've ever seen him play Battlefield 3 without us.
Wow.
We must have been very drunk that time.
My KD is 1.4. Terry's is 2.1.
Because he's mostly in a chopper half the time. Die the entire round. When you go 40-0, you know.
My quit percentage is 0%. What's up? Terry's is 2.
Oh.
Terry quit games.
I quit all the time.
Twice.
I've destroyed 40 vehicles. Terry has destroyed 1,610.
Don't like other people's vehicles.
Compare your skill level.
Yeah, his skill level is 530. Mine's only 400.
Not bad. I don't know.
Level 530. Fuck.
See, your recon even has a service star in it. I don't have a service star yet. I'm almost at my first service star for it. Yeah, so you have played Recon a lot more than me. All your guys' little time...
I've played Recon.
Terry, don't you only play Recon on Terran Highway?
I play it on the maps that I don't care about.
Terran Highway.
So that's one of them. And, well, that one's a good sniping map anyway. I found my nice little sniper nest that I can't leave, but
it works very well. But I were trapped in for the entirety, almost.
And then everybody spawns on it, and the building goes to shit.
I was always blow my cover. I was actually able to leave, but I didn't leave because I didn't want to abandon Terry.
No,
that's
down with my shit.
Less people in that building, the better.
If I'm in a vehicle and it's burning, I go down with it. Like, you assholes that always bail like pansies.
I don't bail until I know it will die.
Nope.
Without me.
If I'm at 1% health, I will take out whoever I can until so.
If I'm at 1%, I'll get out and try and do it myself on the ground. But I don't get out when it's like, you know, when it's disabled or something and leave it for the enemy to come take it.
Nope. I make sure they can't take it.
Exactly. Yeah, make sure. There have been times where I got out and I finished it myself because I don't want them to have it.
Nope, I stay in it and I continue shooting, no matter how many. I go down with my ship.
Oh, you can see the guns you unlock for certain kits here.
Yeah,
it looks like I have like 4 more snipers left for this.
There's a lot.
There's one's co-op.
Yeah, you have co-op.
If you want to actually unlock things quickly, just use a PDF weapon and just go
PDW down. Weapon.
Like the UMP.
I love the UMP. What's Creeping Death? What assignment is that?
Because
I want the L96.
Oh, it's like
the last assignment.
It's the second spot assist.
And 50 headshots, 50 spot assists, and 5 knives.
But to do that, you have to do the first assignment, which is, I think, Spec Ops.
Yeah.
It's you got to designate like 10 vehicles and something.
It's 5 designations and 20 kills.
With sniper.
Well, with the second one, it has to be headshot kills.
I have like.
Yeah, you need like 10, 15.
11 unlocks that I'm super close to, like 97% and up across like a few guns.
It's actually pretty funny because I only played Spec Ops with Adrian and. Maybe Alex.
I need one more kill with that SVD to unlock the
holosight. I don't think we've ever played co-op together.
I played co-op with only 2 people, and I know one of them was Adrian. Wasn't Jose, because we all know how he is. But, like, but that was within, like, maybe a month or so span. And as soon as I, like, you know, I'm like, oh, Alex is playing Battlefield, I'll go play with him. I load it up, and it's like, oh, thank you for you unlocked all the co-op weapons. I'm like, what? After a month of not playing.
I'm like, good job.
I'm like, okay.
Man, you're good.
How'd you even do that?
Oh, man.
We're impressed.
Maybe my account got hacked or something, and someone's playing on my account. Yeah, let's see. Spec Ops is 20 kills with sniper rifles, 5 laser designations, and the L96 is 50 headshots, 50 spot assists, and 5 knife takedowns.
But you don't have to do the headshots with a sniper rifle. You could use any other gun.
Yeah, use any gun.
Yeah. All right, so... Alex's mic is going crazy because there's a fan or something going on behind it and it just keeps increasing in sound.
It gets super hot in my room, dude.
I'm not talking about how hot it is. I'm
just
saying.
You get for living in Florida. It's 10 degrees.
Yeah, yep.
Here.
That's what you get for not living in a freezer. The fuck?
I live in a freezer.
Idiot.
My only 2 choices.
Dumbass. Anyways, this podcast has gone long enough. We need to stop.
Die.
And then just go play video games or something.
Yeah! So,
yeah. Spencer right, hardly talks the whole time, and at the end,
I'll
he just comes
join
in.
You guys at Battlefield.
All right, sounds good. We'll talk to you guys later. Thanks again for listening to the Team Mongoose podcast. We'll see you next Friday.
Bye.